Hi there, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and today I'm going to be reading you part 2 out of 5 of Stephen's dream session with Scarlett. Now remember, this is from his point of view, and this is the second part, so make sure to go to my blog to see part 1. Slut, I am not sure if you're deserving of such a treat. Now stand up and I will inspect you. I nervously stand at attention, and I can feel her riding crop begin to hit me at my flaws. Miss commands me to stand straight, eyes down, and every little movement is met with another riding crop hit. Miss finally walks around to the front of me, and now I can see her clearly in all of her beauty. She continues to inspect and begins to laugh and starts poking at my now semi-hard cock with her crop. Slut, really? Do you really think this pathetic cock can actually please your miss? Do you really think you're man enough to satisfy me? Do you realize, slut, that my lover's cock is so much bigger than yours? I begin to shake and beg and plead with Miss that I would do anything to please her, and I'm interrupted with, "Did I give you permission to speak, slut?" I softly confess, "No, Miss, I'm so sorry, I'm unworthy." Miss slowly slides down her panties from underneath her skirt and quickly shoves them in my mouth. And again, I feel like this is a gift I am completely unworthy of. I can taste her wetness on the panties now in my mouth, and I'm dizzy with arousal. Then I am blindfolded and now begin to feel the rope being wrapped around my balls, stretching them. And now my hard cock is straining against the rope. I'm then led by the rope around my balls to another room and am instructed to get on the table and get on my knees with my face down, pressed against the table, with my ass up in the air and my arms pulled through under my body and tied to my ankles. I'm not sure, but I think I'm on the dining room table, tied up and displayed in bondage like the main course. I'm trembling with excitement and humiliation as I am naked and exposed for mistress on her table. Miss then proceeds to explain in a bit more stern voice, "Slut, you have disappointed me by being late, and now I'm going to put a plug in your ass and then punish you with a spanking with my wooden paddle, once for each minute you were late. Do you understand, slut?" All I could do was barely mumble a "yes, miss" through the panties in my mouth. I begin to shake as I begin feeling her rubbing the paddle on my ass in preparation for what is to come. So stay tuned for part 3 coming soon at thescarletmistress.com.